The leaders of China have pledged to double rural income and eliminate absolute poverty. They define that as living on 30 cents a day or less, much less than the World Bank's poverty line of $1 a day. One of the poorest parts of China is in the northern province of Ningxia. The world's Mary Kay Magstad recently visited there and sent this report.
I'm on a rough mountain road on my way to one of China's poorest villages. It's called Taisi, home to about 1,200 Hui Muslims. They're descendants of Muslims who came on the Silk Road centuries ago and intermarried with Chinese. This province, Ningxia, is a Hui autonomous region. I first visited here more than a decade ago, when the village of Taisi first got electricity. Back then, most of the villagers lived in caves carved into the hills, and some were so poor they couldn't even afford the electricity for one 40-watt light bulb to light their cave at night. I'm going back now to see what's changed. The call to prayer still rings out over steeped terraced hills where farmers plant their corn and wheat and potatoes. Farmers still use plows with oxen, and many villagers still live in caves. Farmer Li Pei Xiao shows me around his. There's one dim bulb, a bed, and a small table, and not much else. Li says life is hard for farmers like him. He takes a loan in the spring to buy seeds and fertilizer and has to pay it back in the autumn. He says he's left with just enough food from his crops to see him through until the next harvest. He says the only money he makes each year is by raising and selling a few chickens. That nets him about $70, his total annual income. The village chief here, Ma Changjiang, says it frustrates him that Taisi still struggles while so much of the rest of China has prospered.
It's not a good feeling to be a village chief here, because compare the east coastal side of China, we are 20 years behind them. And some householders depend on the charity, otherwise they cannot survive.
Actually, it's not charity, but payments the central government makes to China's poorest families. Many in Taisi fall into that category, and Ma says there are two big reasons the village is not doing better. He says the roads are bad and the area is parched, made worse by the past 5 years of drought. There are no wells in this village, so villagers rely on rainwater half of the year and get water trucked in the other half. It's expensive, but they have no choice. Ma says the average family here nets about $70 a year, the same as Farmer Li, and that's more than double what it was a decade ago. These are the kinds of farmers the Chinese government is now pledging to help. Part of the plan is to give them the right to buy, trade, or mortgage their land use contracts. The land will still belong to the government, but this will give farmers many of the advantages of owning property. Meanwhile, the only option most of these families have to improve their lot is to send their grown children to work in the cities. Without the money those children send back, Ma says, many of the farmers here wouldn't even be able to afford to plant their crops. Gradually, he says, he expects more of the younger generation to leave. At Taisi's middle school, I ask a bunch of 12 and 13-year-olds how many of them plan to stay in the village once they grow up. Not a single hand is raised. Then I ask how many plan to go and work in the cities. They all raise their hands, and one boy, Ma Ping, explains why.
Life here is really not good. It's dry, the roads are bad, life is hard. I want to live in the city.
What do you think life is like in the city?
For me, it's like a daydream.
Ma says his daydream is one of good roads and delicious food and a modern life where electricity gets you more than one light bulb in your cave and maybe the chance to watch television somewhere in the village. He dreams of being a high school English teacher, and he's already practicing.
Okay, hello, goodbye. 还有 pig, dog, cat.
He's got a ways to go. So does the Chinese government, if it's to make good on its pledge of eliminating absolute poverty in rural China within a dozen years and giving villages like Taisi a future. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad, Taisi, Ningxia, China.
Mary Kay took some pictures of the people she met in Taisi. You can see them at theworld.org.